Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20, we'll read verses 1 through 6 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Proverbs chapter 20, verses 1 through 6. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. The fear of a king is as the roaring of a lion. Whoso provoketh him to anger sinneth against his own soul. It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. And let's pray. Father, thank you again so much for being here. Lord, this morning the altars were full and heaven was pleased with what happened here. Lord, your power and your presence was here. But yet, we're still a sinful people, a needy people, and we need you again tonight. Father, please fill our preacher with your power. Fill us with your power as we listen. May we leave changed so we could reach more people for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 6, the Bible says, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Who can find? Here, the Bible comments about a faithful person. When it says a faithful man there, it is not necessarily talking to the male gender, talking about mankind. Who can find it? Hey, and if you find someone who is faithful, I think God is saying, what a find. You have discovered gold. And it's saying, who can find this man? I believe that we ought to watch for faithful people. Watch for it. Look for it. And then watch them be faithful. If a search was on for an example of faithfulness, would you be found? If I went to your nursery director and I said, who is the most faithful person to their duties in the nursery, would they say you? If I went to Brother Bajent and said, who's the most faithful bus worker in the entire bus ministry, would he pick you? If I went to Brother Tennyson and said, who's the most faithful usher or who's the most faithful greeter, would they pick you? If I went to your boss and I said to your boss in the secular realm, who's the most faithful person in this entire organization? Would your name come up right away? Just like that? Would they say, oh, I have no doubt about that. I can tell you who's faithful. I can tell you who's faithful. I'm going to say something this evening. And I debated about whether I would, but I will. I'm going to tell you who I think is one of the most impressive people in this entire church. It's not the person that scores the most points. It's not the person that maybe has the most winsome, dynamic personality.
Yes, sir.
Dwayne Peterson is one of the most impressive men in this entire church.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you something. If I had to pick the most faithful man in this church, that's probably him right there.
Yes,
you say, what? Yeah, I guess you don't understand faithfulness. You don't understand what is really impressive. Brother Peterson is a greeter. He's always in his place.
Sir.
Always. He has committed himself to responsibilities in the church, which requires him to be at soul winning. And I'll tell you what, he's always at soul winning. He's always at the deacon's meeting. He's always at every special meeting we have. He's always at the men's prayer meeting. He is always at the teacher's meeting at 6:15. He's always at church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night. He's always in his Sunday school class where he's supposed to be. Always. Just always. You young boys around here, you want a hero? You look at that fellow right there and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to develop the character of a Dwayne Peterson. And so you know he's from the past generation. generation that had a backbone, that understood you don't whine around all your life and figure out all the reasons why you can't do what you ought to do, but you decide to be where you're supposed to be and do what you're supposed to do. And let me tell you this, he is faithfulness in a minute. I'm going to describe it for you. But there's even a part of faithfulness is an attitude. And he's got a faithful attitude. What a faithful spirit. Brother Peterson, did I say all that like you told me to? Faithfulness is a quality of God. Lamentations 3:23 says, they are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, speaking of God. Wow. God said, hey, the faithfulness of God is a great faithfulness, which means this. There are different levels of faithfulness, but the truth is, to be faithful, you just got to be faithful. God practices great faithfulness. Are you faithful like God would have you to be? Have you ever met someone who never misses a day of school? They're just faithful. And I'll tell you something, Brother Bush. I do want you to make a big deal out of those people that both have the grace of God on their lives, but they have some character and they're just always in school. Reward them every year when they have perfect attendances. Make a big deal out of it. Make a big deal out of it. Have you ever met someone who never misses a day of work? Have you ever met that husband and that wife who have stayed faithful to one another for 70 years? You say, well, that's unheard of today. And it's sad. It is sad that we in America have lost the quality of faithfulness. Those pastors that stay at the work for 40, 50, 60 years. I preached in Lexington, Kentucky at the National Revival Fires Conference on Friday night, the closing night. And sitting on the second row was a man that was 93 years old, been in the ministry 72 years, and still traveling and preaching. And I said, I got to get around him. I want to get around him. And I may just bring him here because that's the kind of guy I want to be around. Have you ever met a person who's been in the same church for years and years and years and years? And of course, there are times when you must leave a church because somebody's not been faithful in the pulpit or faithful in the church. Have you ever met a person who's not changed their biblical beliefs and standards for 30, 40, 50 years, still believe the same thing today that they believed 30, 40, 50 years ago? Someone who has a faithful attitude, and that's part of faithfulness, a predictable attitude. Hey, listen, not everybody can teach a great lesson, but everybody can be faithful. Not everybody can sing a great solo, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody could write a great book, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody could lead great numbers of people, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody could solve the great problems of life, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody could give a great offering, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody may succeed in a great way on a bus route as a bus captain, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody has the skill of great organization, but everybody could be faithful. Not everybody's going to be a great Sunday school teacher, but everybody could be faithful. You see, faithfulness is available and expected and required by God of us all, young and old, rich and poor. Hey, you don't have to have money to be faithful. It doesn't matter whether you're rich or poor, you could be faithful. Whether you're young or old, you can be faithful. Educated or uneducated, you can be faithful. Physically strong or physically weak, you can be faithful. If you're an old Christian or a new Christian, God wants you to be faithful. 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 Maybe the greatest quality one could possess is faithfulness to and for our Lord. When I look for people to help us in the different capacities of service and leadership around the church, you know what I'm looking for? Faithful people. Faithful people. Hey, anybody that wants to employ someone, you know what you're watching for? Faithfulness. You say, Brother Owens, if I knew you were going to hire me, I'd be faithful. You think that really impresses me that you would choose to try to be faithful so you could get hired? That'd be dumb. I think you're better off finding somebody that's already doing it. Watching them. Testing. Watching carefully. Hey, I know people who have great talents, but little character.
Yes, sir.
You know, there's some things that come easier to some people. But the problem is they do not have consistency and faithfulness to back it. So what they do is they only shine at certain little times. Those kind of people do not build churches. Those kind of people do not build ministries. Those kind of people don't build businesses. Those kind of people don't build things consistently because they only shine for a moment. You say, well, I'm really smart. I don't care how smart you are. You show me how faithful you are. You show me how faithful and consistent you are. Listen, faithful people can get everything else they need. Why? They're going to stick around, be there where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. Sooner or later, they're going to learn what they need to learn. But unfaithful people, unpredictable, unstable. Watch out now. Now, if I could please, let me make this very simple. Number one, what is faithfulness? I sometimes think that the words are more, there's a more full definition to words sometimes than what we give them. We live in a fast-paced world and we want a fast-paced definition for things. But, you know, words are important. We have the Word of God. Jesus was the Word. So that makes words pretty important to us. The word faithfulness, the Old Testament word, it's a Hebrew word, emunah. Now, let me tell you what it means. I studied it for a long time, and I thought, boy, I enjoy just figuring out what it means. Listen to this. Faithful. A faithful person is one who is stable, and they bring stability. A faithful person is one who is secure, and they bring security. A faithful person is one who is steady, and they bring with them steadiness. A faithful person is one who has assurance, and they bring assurance to others. You see, the Bible teaches that faithfulness, when it is practiced by one, is reproduced by others. It is a reproductive type of a quality. It is a person who is established, who is firm, who is permanent, who is steadfast, who is predictable, and who is set, like cement. They're set. And when we say set in their ways, we're not talking about your stubborn ways that are rebellion against God. We're not talking about being non-pliable. We're talking about you know what's right, you know what the Bible teaches, and you're locked into it. That's faithfulness. Like cement sets up firmly. There are some things that you ought to be like cement on. Your belief in the preserved Word of God and other things. What is faithfulness? It's consistently being where you're supposed to be. Consistently. Your presence is stable and it stabilizes others. Nobody wonders if you will show up. No, you will be there. Your presence is stable. Your presence, where you're supposed to be, is secure. Your presence is steady. Your presence is sure. Your presence is predictable. Your presence is steadfast. That's, hey, what is faithfulness? Faithfulness is a stable person that brings with them stability for others. It's being where you're supposed to be. Not only that. What is faithfulness? It's consistently doing what you're supposed to do. So faithfulness is being where you're supposed to be, and faithfulness is doing what you're supposed to do. In other words, you're doing what you're supposed to do, and you securely do it. You're steady in doing what you're supposed to do. You're sure in doing what you're supposed to do. You're predictable in doing what you're supposed to do. You're steadfast in doing what you're supposed to do. Not only that. Faithfulness is consistently being where you're supposed to be. Faithfulness is consistently doing what you're supposed to do. And faithfulness is being what you're supposed to be. It's doing what you're to do, being where you're to be, and having the right attitude while you do it. Your attitude is a stable attitude. Your attitude is a secure attitude. Your attitude is a steady attitude. Your attitude is a sure attitude. Your attitude is a predictable attitude. Your attitude is a steadfast attitude. I was thinking about Mrs. Kane. There's a faithful spirit. There's a faithful attitude. You just never wonder. I never wonder about her loyalty. I never wonder about her being a backstabber. I never wonder about not being on board. I just got a predictable attitude. I think about Mrs. Hart. What a predictable attitude. You just know what that attitude's going to be. It's not a roller coaster. It's not up and down. She is faithful in her spirit. You see, and it takes all three of these. Faithful in your presence, faithful in your performance, and faithful in your personality. All three of those. You're faithful. That is truly what faithfulness is. Remember, faithfulness is someone who is stable and then it brings stability. You say, brings it to who, Brother Owens? Brings it to the others who might be their equals or peers. Hey, you get around somebody that's faithful, that'll wear on you. It brings stability. To who brings stability? To their leaders? I'll tell you, you leaders are learning something. When you get somebody that does what they're supposed to do, they're where they're supposed to be, they've got a steady attitude, what a blessing to a leader. Whew. You could just say, I don't have to worry about it. It'll be done. But then your leaders are always running around trying to cover for all the people that are unfaithful. You know, we have to plug a hole every time you're not where you're supposed to be. And you're not doing what you're supposed to do. And then we have to patch up when you're not acting the way you're to act while you're doing what you're doing. It brings stability to who? Their equals. It brings stability to their leaders. It brings stability to the observers. It brings stability to the young Christians. It brings stability to an organization. No organization can ever rise above the quality of its members' faithfulness. No church staff will ever rise above its consistency.
Yes, sir.
And that's just the way it is. I think maybe in the last couple of weeks, I might have been paid the greatest compliment I've been paid in years. I was to speak for a pastor down south. Now, usually, you have to schedule a meeting with me about 2 years in advance. And that's how far ahead I'm scheduled. We're scheduling 2009 in my preaching schedule. Well, I scheduled this meeting a couple years ago, and truth is, I usually call the pastor a couple of days before I go to the meeting. In this case, I've not talked to this man for a couple years. We had scheduled 2 years ago. I wrote it into my schedule. I knew I was going. I tried to call a day or two before. I couldn't get a hold of him. I just, for some reason, couldn't get a hold of the guy. I didn't get a talk. I got on a plane. I flew to his church. I showed up at the airport, and I told him, I said, I am sorry. I said, I've not talked to you for 2 years. And he said, I knew you'd be here.
Amen.
Listen, and you told somebody on Monday, you do something on Tuesday. And they were thinking, well, I wonder if he'll make it. Be faithful. Be faithful. Be dependable. Let people look at you and say, you know what? If he said he'd do it, he'll do it. If she said she'd be there, she'll be there. Do you know, probably one of the things about my preaching that irritates people a lot, you know, most of you, my standards don't irritate you near as much as the fact that I expect faithfulness in standards.
Right.
So I'll dabble with it. I'll play with it a little bit. But if you expect me to do it 24/7, you're crazy.
Right.
It's faithfulness that bothers people.
Yeah.
Faithfulness. Well, I'll give a little bit, but you want me to consistently tithe? Yeah, faithfulness.
Amen.
Dress right faithfully. Do right faithfully. Be where you're supposed to be faithfully. That is what gives a church backbone. That's what builds a country into what a country ought to be. It's when people are faithful. The economy in America is real, real debatable from time to time. Let me tell you something. You look at the unfaithfulness of the workforce and you'll figure out why everybody's always freaking out about the economy.
Yes, sir.
So, number one, I told you, what is faithfulness? Number two, let me tell you, if you'd like to become faithful, I call this how to be faithful. Number two, you got to want to be faithful. Have you decided you want to be faithful? I really believe there's some people that need to make a conscious decision and say, I will develop, with God's help, the quality of faithfulness. I want that. There ought to be some of you out there saying, I want that. I want that. I want that. I want that. I've got to get that. I want to get a hold of this thing of being faithful. It's the key to everything else. If you'll be faithful, about everything else will fall in line eventually. Make a decision. I want to be faithful. Faithfulness is a big deal. It's a big decision. Faithfulness is probably the key to your success. Have you ever decided that you would become faithful? If you want to be, you can be. God requires faithfulness. That's what He expects. So now, I've told you what faithfulness is. Now I've said to you, you got to want to be faithful, which leads me to number three. If you decide, you need to decide that you don't want to be unfaithful.
That's right. Amen.
Unfaithfulness needs to become distasteful to you.
Amen.
It ought to bother you when you're unfaithful.
Amen.
It ought to bother you. I know it bothers me. If something that I said I'd do doesn't get done, it bothers the fire out of me. It just bothers me. I feel little because of it. I feel undependable. I feel like a weak person. I feel like I'm not a good leader. I feel like I'm not living up to the expectation that God has upon me. Does it bother you when you're unfaithful? Or are you just so used to it? It's just routine for you. You see, you need to decide that you want to be faithful, and a part of that decision is that you don't want to be unfaithful. You must decide to not be unfaithful to where you're supposed to be. You got to decide you will not be unstable about where you're supposed to be. You have to decide that you will not be insecure about where you're supposed to be. You have to decide you will not be unsure about where you're supposed to be. You need to decide you will not be unpredictable about where you're supposed to be. Why? Well, it's the exact opposite of faithfulness. You've got to decide not to be unfaithful to what you're supposed to be. Decide you'll not be unstable in your attitude. Decide you'll not be unsteady in your attitude. Decide you'll not be unsure in your attitude. Decide you'll not be unpredictable in your attitude. Unfaithfulness should become your enemy.
Amen.
Make it an issue. Just get consumed with, I said I was going to do it, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
I said I was going to be there, I'm going to be there. I said I'd be there at 6, I'll be there at 6. I'll be where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, with the right attitude when I show up. And if you'll do that, you'll become faithful.
Right.
You'll become faithful. You see, we have to understand what faithfulness is. Now that we understand what it is, we've got to decide it's what we want to be. Then we've got to decide what we don't want to be, and we don't want to be unfaithful. Number four, don't let anything stop you.
Amen.
Don't let anything stop you. I think one of the things that I like about athletics is athletics can teach a young man to get some grit and some backbone about himself.
Yeah.
Fellas, when you're dead tired and you don't feel like you can run another inch, run.
Amen.
Say, I hurt. Good. Life hurts.
Yeah.
We live in such a mealy-mouthed, whiny baby society. I almost can't stomach listening to people whine about how bad they got it, goodness. Especially here in America. We're spoiled rotten in America. But let me tell you something. Look, you need to go on and you need to play when it's hard, play when it's rough, move forward, but be determined. Be determined. Some of you guys, you've been in athletics. You've not learned faithfulness from it. You must have just learned glory from it.
Come on. Right.
Those people, you know, let me tell you something. Like I said, I think one of the greatest qualities that an athletic program can teach a young man is just keep on going and be faithful to the cause. Play to the end of the game.
Right.
When you find people that have been in an athletic program but they've not learned faithfulness, all they learned was glory.
Right. Yes, sir.
It was all about them.
Yeah. Right. Come on.
Hey, don't let anything stop you.
Amen.
Like the rain, be where you're supposed to be.
Amen.
We use the weather as an excuse way too much.
Yes, sir.
I wonder how long ago it was. I forget where I was. I was way down south somewhere. I needed to be here for a Wednesday night service. And a virtual blizzard blew in. Brother Young will tell you. They were going to send me to Chicago. I found out there were 1,200 flights in Chicago that were canceled. And I said, don't send me to Chicago. They said, where are you going? I said, I got to get to Washington Dulles. They said, you're not going to get there today. I said, I'm going to Washington Dulles. I said, I am getting there. I have church tonight.
Amen.
I have church tonight. I have to be there. I said, where can you take me? They said, well, we'll get you to Charlotte. I said, then get me to Charlotte. And they said, well, you'll be a little closer. It'll be a less of a walk for you from there. I said, you send me to Charlotte. They flew me to Charlotte. Brother Young and I were in contact back and forth because he was supposed to pick me up at the airport. And I said, I got to get out of here. And I went, and the minute I got there, they canceled my flight. And I found another flight on another airline, and they canceled that flight. And I found another flight on another airline. I'm telling you, they had me booked on 7 or 8 flights. We talked. We talked about getting an all-terrain vehicle. I was going to come back. I wasn't going to let anything stop me from coming back. And finally, they opened an airport long enough to put me on a plane and to get me here. I walked in 2 minutes before 7 so I could preach in the evening service and found out there were people that lived a half a mile away that wouldn't come to church that night.
Right.
I was determined. I brought up different than some of you, evidently. It's called backbone. It's called determination. It's called go get the job done. Dig in. Dig in. Be tough. That's how I was raised. It's called I have determined that I want to be faithful. And you know what's going to happen. This, you know, next Wednesday night, my flame is going to be canceled, and I'm not going to be here. You're all, I'm going to walk in. You're all going to say, "Did it?" But I was determined. I was determined. We use weather way too much as an excuse for being unfaithful. Lack of organization. Don't let that stop you. Friends, don't let them stop you. Having a bad day. Had a bad day. That's why I didn't do what I was supposed to do. Boy, you're an emotional basket case, aren't you? Hey, Brother Bush, you ever have a bad day? Well, let me tell you something about it. You better be at work even if you have a bad day. I'm just having a bad day. The devil's opposition will come. Do what you're supposed to do. Excuses, and they're a dime a dozen. You say, it was difficult. Do what you're supposed to do. I was weary. Nobody ever gets tired, do they? Weary people run the world. Don't you think our president is weary? You probably have no concept. Faithful people learn to climb over life's hurdles and keep on going. Say, what are you trying to get out of me? I'm not trying to get anything out of you. I'm trying to put something in you. Faithful people are committed people. Faithful people are determined people. Faithful people are tough people. You can figure out whether you're tough or not just by are you faithful. Well, I'm tough. I could beat you up. You probably couldn't catch me, sucker. I run pretty fast for an old fat 46-year-old. Faithful people are not looking for excuses to justify their unfaithfulness. They're looking for solutions that help eliminate anything that could hinder or tamper their desire for faithfulness. So, faithfulness, what is it? Boy, it's a steady, predictable, secure assurance of being where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to do with a faithful spirit and attitude while you do it. You got to want to be faithful or you're not going to be. You've got to decide that you don't want to be unfaithful and you can't let anything stop you. Number 5, faithful people. Now listen, stay with me if you want to know how to be faithful. Faithful people listen to and record instructions so they can accomplish faithfulness. You can't be faithful if you don't know what's happening, when it's happening, and where it's happening. You got to pay attention. I stand up here, I'll make an announcement and say, be here, there, on this day, at this time. And there are people picking their nose, doing everything but listening, and then they wonder, well, I missed that. Well, maybe had you been listening instead of picking, you would have caught it. Faithful people give serious attention to their duties or their activities, the meeting places or the wheres, and the whens and the whats.
Yes, sir.
That's what faithful people do. Faithful people take their duties, the activities, and their responsibilities very seriously, and they say, okay, when am I supposed to be there? Oh, here it comes. Okay, that's when. I better write that down. Where? Okay. That, and what am I to do while I'm there? Oh, that, okay. I can be faithful now. I know when I'm supposed to be there, where I'm supposed to be, and what I'm supposed to do. And I'm telling you, folks, this church, Brother Brett, let me turn this on. This church is so packed full of capable people. It is so packed full of people with talent and ability. It's incredible. But I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have faithfulness because I don't use people just with talent. Glory boys don't impress me. Because faithfulness is one of the greatest things a person could accomplish. We're not living up to our potential. I'm sure of it beyond any shadow of a doubt. You see, faithful people write down what they got to do, and then they follow their instructions. Let me teach you something. I forgot creates unfaithfulness. I forgot. We'll write it down. If you depend on your mind to remember everything, you're probably going to be unfaithful. I have to write everything down. I've got a small mind. There's some of you, you're brilliant. I've got a teeny weeny little mind. My IQ is about 39. So I write everything down. Now don't you dare touch my 3x5 cards. You're messing with my brain. I don't want anybody playing with my brain. I have a schedule book in my office that I will kill for. I've got a schedule book that tells me everywhere I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there for the next 4 years of my life. And that's not an exaggeration. I'm not smart enough to remember it all. I'm just a dumb old country boy that somewhere along the line learned if I'm going to be faithful, I'm not brilliant. I'm not a man of high caliber. I'm a weak man. So with all my weaknesses, I decided I've got to do something about this because I don't want to be unfaithful. I don't want to be undependable. I don't want to be unpredictable. I've got to do something about it. So I logically said, okay, first of all, I've got to want to be faithful. Then I don't want to be unfaithful. I'm going to listen to these instructions. I'm going to write them down. And all I have to do is remember to look at what I wrote down and go do it. Listen. Record. Then do. That's what will turn you into a faithful person. Number six, faithful people plan to be faithful. Faithful people plan to be faithful. Now, I'm not talking about a mental attitude here. I'm talking about they actually become organized so they can achieve faithfulness. You organize your life. Why? So you can be faithful. You organize your year so you can be faithful. You organize your month so you can be faithful. You organize your week so you can be faithful. You organize your day so you can be faithful. You organize your hour so you're faithful. You got to be organized to be faithful. Dwayne Peterson did not accomplish the faithfulness that that man accomplished without being organized. You show up everywhere you're supposed to show up, when you're supposed to show up, with the right attitude because you plan to do it. Plan your life to be faithful. Plan your year to be faithful and your month to be faithful. Plan it. Know what you're supposed to do and when you're supposed to do it. Then coordinate everything that needs to happen so it can all happen. That's all you have to do. You don't float through life and become faithful. You on purpose. The Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, or a faithful man are ordered by the Lord. I took a step. It was in order. I took another step. It was in order. I took another step. It was in order. I organized myself. I want to be where I'm supposed to be at 8. I want to be where I'm supposed to be at 9. I want to be where I'm supposed to be at 10. I want to be where I'm supposed to be at 11. I want to be where I'm supposed to be on Monday. I want to be where I'm supposed to be on Tuesday. And where I'm supposed to be on Wednesday. And where I'm supposed to be on Thursday. And where I'm supposed to be on Friday. And where I'm supposed to be on Saturday. And where I'm supposed to be on Sunday. Hey, I'm not a very smart man. I'm not a brilliant man. About everybody in here would have a higher IQ, and you know more than me, and you may be more educated than me, but I'll tell you something. I organized my life to be faithful. I want to be faithful. Faithful people are productive people. They're faithful. They're where they're supposed to be when they're supposed to be there. You know, you have to learn this. You gotta plan. You organize it. You schedule it. Some of you need to get you some what we call departure times in life. You need to know when you're leaving for school in the morning, when you're leaving for work in the morning, when you're leaving for church, when you're leaving to go to soul winning, and when you're leaving to get to the captain's meeting at the bus ministry, when you're leaving to get to Young Fundamentalists, and when you're leaving to get to King's Kids, when you're leaving for your church duty. Whether it's a teachers and officers meeting at 6:15 on Wednesday night, or, hey, when are you leaving to go do the grounds duty that you told Brother Butch that you'd do? Hey, what time do you leave to get to your music practice so you can be at your music practice on time? Well, if I can get there, I'll be there. I don't remember us recruiting anybody into the music ministry and telling them, you just come by whenever you feel like it. don't think we did that, did we, Brother Nash? You live by schedule. Plan the amount of time that your task will take, then you calculate that into your day and you make everything work together. You stick to it. You plan your work. You work your plan. You don't get sidetracked. Faithful people get a routine and then they stick to it. That's boring. That's successful. I like variety. You like unfaithfulness. Successful people are the people that can do the right thing for a long time. Get a rhythm in your schedule and for your life and then stick with it. I leave for work at this time. I get home at this time. I read my Bible at this time. I pray at this time. I go to church at this time. I go soul winning at this time. I'm in Sunday school at this time. I work my bus route at this time. I have a date with my wife at this time. I spend time with my family at this time. We have breakfast at this time and lunch at this time. And I do this at this time and this at this time and this at this time and this at this time. You may not agree with the way I handle my schedule, but I'll tell you one thing. Your pastor schedules his life. I plan up all day long every day. And I think there's some of you disagree with what I do, when I do it, but I'll tell you something. I'm not wasting your money, my life, your time, or the future of this church. I'm just not floating through life. You might not think I planned the right thing, but whatever it was planned. You might not agree with how we did it, but I'll tell you something. We planned how we did it. And you see, faithful people plan to be faithful. Same thing with your attitude or your spirit. You got to plan to have the right attitude. There are times when I must say to me, here he comes. This guy's hard to deal with. He's got a bad spirit. He's hard for me to handle. Jeff Owens, you better plan your spirit right now how you're going to handle him. He's going to be negative. You better get a smile on your face and get ready to deal with him. You got to plan your attitude. It's when you react in the flesh, the spur of the moment, when your spirit's not planned and organized, that's when you get into trouble.
Yes, sir.
Faithful people are not quitters, by the way. Don't give up. Don't give up. Hey, don't give in to the flesh's demands. I'm not just talking to you about church. I'm talking about everything that's worth doing in life. Can I tell you all something? There are people. You can be glad that in the church there's a lot of graciousness and kindness and generosity and patience. Because some of you, if you work for me secularly in the world, I'd fire you. I wouldn't put up with the unfaithfulness. We're supposed to be faithful. If you work for a boss, you say, well, my boss is a drunk. Then if you're so smart, you go start a company and hire people. But for now, you have to work for somebody else. Be faithful to work.
Yeah.
Be faithful to work. You're supposed to be faithful. We've got to learn faithfulness.
Yeah.
It's just a basic quality that human beings, and especially Christians, ought to obtain and strive for. Hey, faithful people aren't quitters.
Right.
Faithful people... Listen, faithful people and unfaithful people face the very same problems in life. Faithful people and unfaithful people face the very same hurdles in life. The unfaithful let it stop them, and the faithful get a solution and go around the hurdle or go over it. Every time you're unfaithful to a task in your service for God, there's somebody else that faced the very same hurdle that you faced. You said, I'm not going to put the effort into it to be faithful. I'm going to let this thing stop me. Somebody else faced the very same thing and said, this ain't stopping me. This is not stopping me. I'll go forward. The faithful solve the problem and go on to success. Listen, faithful people aren't quitters. They're not quitters. You know, I fear saying, be faithful. I'm not going to say be faithful or quit. I'll have people quit. They'll say, oh, I'm just going to quit then. No, I don't want you to quit. I want you to get faithful.
Amen.
Don't put your tail between your legs. Pull it out and make it go forward.
Yes.
Nobody has a perfect record but God. He practices great faithfulness. But I think we ought to be striving. You say, well, how faithful you think we ought to be? It's faithful. As faithful is. Hey, Listen, be careful making your decisions in life based on your emotions. Don't make your schedule decisions based on your emotions. Make your schedule decisions based on principle. Let your schedule become, here's what you got to do. You got to figure out what's right to do, then decide to do it, plan to do it, and from that point on, you don't decide whether you want to do it anymore. You do what you plan to do. If you're not careful, you'll let your emotions make your decisions for you in life, and you will not succeed. Tomorrow morning, oh, I wonder how many people in here tomorrow morning when the alarm goes off at 4:30 and you got to go back to work with the heathen, you wake up tomorrow morning and say, you're going to wake up tomorrow morning, the alarm's going to go off, and you're going to want to reach up and hit the snooze and say, I do not want to do this. Don't let your emotions make decide whether you're going to work tomorrow. Get up tomorrow and say, it's right to go to work. I'm supposed to go to work. I promised my boss I'd be at work. I'm going to work. I'm going to work. Don't let emotion make your decision for you. Get you a schedule. Decide what's... Hey, if you're supposed to be a soul winner, and you are, decide when you're going soul winning and go. Every time soul winning time rolls around, you're not supposed to say, well, I don't feel like it. It's raining. There's a hurdle. No! No, you say, I'm supposed to be there. I'm going. I'm going. That's what will create faithfulness in your life. Folks, this kind of life is a very secure life. Your family, if they can read where you're going to be, when you're going to be there, and what kind of attitude you have, you'll have a better family that way. It's stability. It's predictability. It's secure. It creates security with people. People need to know that you're going to be where you're supposed to be. They need to know you're going to do what you're supposed to do. Your family needs that. Your husband needs that. Your wife needs that. Your kids need that. Your employer needs that. Your boss needs that. Your leader needs that. We would be more stable in our society if people would learn faithfulness. Be where I'm supposed to be, when I'm supposed to be there, doing what I'm supposed to do. Think of how good society would work. Matter of fact, we'd do away with prisons. Every person would be where they're supposed to be, do what they're supposed to do, and do it with the right attitude. We'd do away with all the prisons. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Hey, if you get off schedule, don't quit. Try again. Get back on schedule. Faithful people are faithful even when it's hard. I'm going to make just a couple statements and I'm done. Stay with me, please. I have not required anybody here in this church to take on any responsibility since I became your pastor. I have not. I have not made one person be a Sunday school teacher. I've not made one person be a bus captain. I've not made one person. I've not required one person to be a deacon. I've not required one person to work on the grounds. I've not required one person to be a nursery worker. I've not done it. I've not required it. Not at all. You chose that. You wanted that. You were given an opportunity. You said, I want it. But I'll tell you, every one of you heard me say this. You got to be faithful if you're going to do it. I didn't require you to do anything, but I do require that you be faithful. The Bible says it's required of a steward that he be found faithful. What's it talking about? You've been given opportunity, and if you took the opportunity, the one thing we ask is be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, with the right attitude, no questions asked. Add stability to the ministry and to the organization. You don't have to impress me. Look, I don't require a certain level of success for what you do. Brother Doss, you teach a Sunday school class here? Have I ever come to you and said, Brother Doss, you don't have enough people in your Sunday school class. I'm upset with you. Have you ever heard me say that? Brother Bush, you teach Sunday school class here? Have I ever climbed on you because of a lack of success in your class? Brother Owens, you teach a Sunday school class? Brother Nash, do you teach a class? Brother Young, Brother Bajan? Brother Bajan, have I ever come to you and got on you because I didn't think you had enough people in the bus ministry? Have I ever gotten on you about the men's ministry, about the success of the men's ministry? Anybody? I've never required anybody to be productive and to make something happen. But I'll tell you one thing. There's one thing I require. Be faithful. That's all. You see, Brother Owens, I'm scared to death to get involved. I don't know if I can do it. Can you be faithful? Ever call you in and say, boy, I'll tell you what, you're just a screwball with your Sunday school class. Never anybody. But I will call you in and say, you're unfaithful. I'm going to do something big. Let me tell you how to do something big. You be faithful. That's big to me. Be faithful. So what about my Sunday school class? I've only got 4 or 5 people in there. Okay, I'm good with that. I'm good with that. Be faithful. So my bus route's not going very well, Brother Owens. Are you upset with me? No. Be faithful. Be faithful. You say, Brother Owens, I don't want to disappoint you. Hey, the thing that probably weighs heaviest on my heart is when God's people are unfaithful. Am I impressing you, Brother Owens, with what's happening in my duty? You don't have to impress me with what's happening in your duty. Just be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, with a faithful spirit and attitude. That's what right would I have to require anything else? Be faithful. You ask anybody that's ever been under my leadership in the last 30 years, they'll tell you this is the exact philosophy that I've always led with because it's scriptural. You don't have to impress me. You don't have to build the biggest anything. You just be faithful. Be consistent. Be predictable. Be stable. Be where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, doing what you're supposed to do with the right attitude. And I think God's happy. We'll all be happy. Just be faithful. That's all. Faithfulness. 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 When I read the scripture that said, a faithful man who can find? I thought, Lord, you are right. What a find. What a find. When you find someone who is where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there, doing what they're supposed to do, and they got the right attitude while they're doing it. You say, Brother Owens, I'm an employee here. Are you pleased with me? Are you where you're supposed to be? Doing what you're supposed to do, and with a faithful attitude and spirit. And if you are, I'm as happy as I could be. That's how it's supposed to be. And you can be guaranteed that your God is always where He's supposed to be. Always doing what He's supposed to do. And He always has the right spirit and attitude about it when He does it. And great is His faithfulness. Let's bow our heads. We'll close our eyes. The most necessary quality. Faithfulness. If you get this, you'll get the rest. If you're here this evening and you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, we invite you to the Savior. If you're here tonight and you say, Brother Owens, I need to work on my faithfulness. Maybe you need this altar for a little while. You say, I don't know. I don't see the importance of this. Now, that's fine. You can go ahead and be lame in your faithfulness for the rest of your life. But you truly will not be a success until you become faithful. Readable. Got a readable spirit, a predictable spirit. A sure spirit. A faithful spirit. He said, but I've only got one task, and be faithful with that one task in the church. Be faithful. I'm going to ask the instrumentalist to begin to play. Let's stand to our